Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker trying to untangle this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a constant loop of self-criticism? Like a tiny voice in your head is always whispering doubts and putting you down? Trust me, I get it. We all have that inner critic sometimes, but what if we could learn to silence it and replace those negative thoughts with some serious self-love? That's what we're diving into today, how to cultivate self-love and acceptance. Because let's be real, in a world obsessed with perfection, where social media feeds are overflowing with carefully curated versions of ourselves, learning to love who we truly are can feel like an uphill battle. But here's the thing, it's essential. Self-love isn't about vanity or narcissism, it's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with kindness and compassion. It's about building a foundation of self-acceptance that allows you to shine your brightest light. Ready to embark on this journey? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you along the way. 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step to silencing that negative voice is acknowledging its presence. You know that inner critic, always whispering things like, you're not good enough, or, you should be doing more. Well, start paying attention to those thoughts and try to identify their triggers. What situations or people seem to bring them out? Understanding your critic's patterns can help you disarm its power. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. Once you recognize those critical thoughts, it's time to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this thought, or is it just fear talking? Often, our negative self-talk stems from insecurities and past experiences that we're holding onto. By questioning those thoughts and replacing them with more positive affirmations, you can start to shift your mindset. Imagine telling a friend those things, would you be so harsh? Probably not. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Think of self-compassion as treating yourself like your best friend. When you make a mistake, instead of berating yourself, offer yourself words of encouragement and understanding. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Learning to forgive yourself and move forward with grace will do wonders for your self-esteem. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of your strengths, big or small, and celebrate them. What are you good at? What makes you feel confident and happy? Acknowledging your positive qualities can help boost your self-worth and remind you of how amazing you truly are. 5. Treat yourself with kindness. This goes beyond just saying nice things to yourself. It's about taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, engage in activities that bring you joy, and set boundaries to protect your energy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for your overall happiness and well-being. Think about a time when you were overly critical of yourself, maybe after a failed project or a difficult conversation. Did those harsh thoughts serve any purpose? Probably not. They just added to your stress and negativity, right? Instead of dwelling on the negative, imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. What would you say to a friend going through the same thing? You'd likely offer words of support and encouragement, reminding them that it's okay to make mistakes and learn from them. Extend that same kindness to yourself. Remember, fostering self-love is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But the rewards are immeasurable: increased happiness, greater resilience, improved relationships, and a deeper sense of fulfillment. So, start today. Challenge those negative thoughts, embrace your imperfections, and treat yourself with the love and respect you deserve. You've got this. And remember, don't go it alone. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's create a world where self-love is celebrated, not just talked about. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.